Talking to technology. What can I do for you? As our lives get busier, many of us are learning the importance of delegating. Parents, managers, students, and all sorts of busy people rely on personal virtual assistants to get things done. Artificially intelligent assistants are becoming more sophisticated every day. They can make a grocery list, remind us it's garbage day, tell us the weather, and play our favorite songs. They can even keep us company when we're bored. The most common place to use an AI assistant is in the car. Virtual assistants allow us to keep our hands free while we're driving. They can help us find a new destination or avoid a traffic jam. They can also make or answer calls from our clients, colleagues, and loved ones. While many of us are comfortable using digital assistants in our own cars or homes, we're hesitant to use voice technology in public or at work. In a growing number of families, virtual assistants play an integral role in day-to-day living. In fact, some developers are now marketing their chatbots as members of the family. Advertisements show family members greeting, thanking, and saying goodbye to their bots by name, just as they might with their pets. Some bots are even programmed to demand respect if a user is being impolite. Many children and young people use voice assistants for pure entertainment. For example, if you ask Siri what 0 divided by 0 is, you will hear a funny explanation involving Cookie Monster. If you play Simon Says with Alexa, she will bleep out swear words and other profanities. You can even ask Cortana to tell you a joke. Finding these pre-programmed responses is half the fun for people who are killing time. Have we become more comfortable interacting with technology than with real humans?